I'm just ignorant. I ain't crazy, I'm just ignorant.
Welcome up to the Unusual Thoughts Podcast.
Yep. What up, what up, what up, what up, what up, people? We are back. I am back. With another week, man. With another week. Y'all know how we're going to give it up every week, man. Let me start this thing off the right way, though. I hope everybody has had a really, really beautiful week. I hope everybody has had a beautiful week, man. It ain't been the best, but hey, we still living. We still breathing. So let's make it better than our yesterday was, man. Let's get to it. Let's get it. Okay.
I cut from the turf. I double my worth. I made some mistakes, but that's just part of my search. And connect with my word. But that's the part where it hurts. This life is a bitch. My hand up a skirt. Had a thirst to get rich. Couple stains on my shirt. Every reason to fail. But we was making it work. We was walking on water. You could say it was church. All this money I make. Every day I'm a splurge.
Nigga, I'ma live like it's my last. Worry about them bitches we done had. Baby, I'm so focused on this girl.
Get him. Yeah. Yeah, I feel good, man. Good, man. It ain't, like I said to y'all, man, it ain't been the best week, but look, we can always make it better. So I'd like to welcome y'all back to the Unusual Thoughts Podcast. This is episode 17. I'm sorry, I said 717. This is, hey, man, I'm still grinding, still making it happen. So another episode, man, it should be a good one this week, man. A couple things happen, but y'all already know how we get every episode started, man. But before I do that, I gotta send a shout out to all my listeners, anybody that's listening, anybody that done commented, subscribed, anybody that done left a comment. I truly, truly, from the bottom of my heart, appreciate you guys, man. And do more of it, man. Let me know what you think. Let me know what I can do. Y'all know where to reach me at, man. I'll tell y'all again at the end of the podcast. But like we do every week, man, we're going to get this thing started with the Unusual Thought of the Week, man. And I'll be right back at you. Let's get it. Who are we trying to prove something to? We spend so much of our time worrying and concerning ourselves with people who honestly would never care to see us win. I guess being a former athlete, man, I always tend to think along those lines. Like, think about it. When we think about some of the best basketball players in the world, ultimately, you like who you like. And not many, and it's not many people on this earth that can sway your love for that individual player. Those people that don't like you as a player will forever move the goalposts in order to not give you the credit that you deserve or that individual player deserves, because they'll just forever move the goalposts. I mean, really think about it. To most out there, LeBron, there's nothing LeBron can do to get past Michael Jordan, who is worldly renowned for most people as the greatest of all time. MJ enthusiasts will forever move around the like, you know how they like to say, man, you got to check these boxes and he has to do A, B, and C. They'll forever move the goalposts to make sure that Jordan stays at the top. LeBron fans will go to second, third, and fourth level stats in order to elevate LeBron into that top spot. I guess what I'm getting at is that why are we spending so much time trying to please everybody when in reality, you're not. That's never going to happen. You're never going to please everybody. And to be quite honest with you, even though people matter, a lot of people's opinions don't matter. What actually matters is your own happiness. Your own individual happiness as a person, or referring back to the players as players. Like, what makes you happy as a player? So I know you may have some goals set in mind, but you're trying to please all these people. They talking about check some boxes. Then you're trying to check the boxes of people that's not going to ever let you or allow you to check those boxes. Because it's just, as soon as you check the boxes that they told you before, all they're going to do is add more. So why spend your time on that? Honestly speaking, how can you truly find peace or even happiness if when so much of your energy is geared towards outside influences? Man, Jeff Van Gundy said something that really, really stuck out to me while I was watching the Raptors versus 76ers game. I mean, it stuck out crazy. As soon as he said it, I was like, whew. So what he said was that Jeff Van Gundy was on air with Mark Jackson. They do a great job calling NBA games. But Jeff Van Gundy said something: don't take criticism from anyone you wouldn't take advice from. Come on, man. That's a word. Like, don't take criticism from nobody that you wouldn't take advice from. Because it's like, that person that you take advice from going 9 times out of 10, at least, I'll say this. If you're taking advice from them, that means that you think that they have your best interest at heart. So why are we so concerned about people that don't have our best interest at heart? When you spend your time trying to please people that's just not going to allow you to please them. Like, I was telling my homeboy, like, he was like, man, LeBron got to do A, B, and C to be better than Jordan. I'm like, well, y'all said before that all he had to do was beat Golden State. He beat Golden State in the finals. Now he has to beat Golden State with Kevin Durant. I'm like, well, let me say this. Even if he was to go beat Golden State with Kevin Durant, you know what they're going to say? Man, he has to do it 3 times because Jordan got 2 three-peats. It's never going to be enough. So don't waste your energy. But like I said, that quote from Jeff Van Gundy is amazing. Like, there's no point in putting energy where it's not going to be useful. Let's put that energy into people that's giving you that positive energy back into your life. Because there's absolutely no way to please everybody. And your naysayers are just going to be that, your naysayers. They're going to forever be that. So my advice to everybody, man, keep your head down, stay in your mold. Stay in your happiness. Stay in tune with you. And let the world be what it is. Unusual. Yes, sir. I hope y'all enjoyed that unusual thought of the week, man. I hope it does something to you. I hope it blesses you. And let me know what you think about it. Man, let me know. Please hit me up and let me know. Y'all know where to find me. Prisoner of War 10 on Instagram and Twitter. Let me know. Again, man, we got a few things to talk about this week, man. First and foremost, man, I got to send a shout out to my auntie. She was in the hospital this week, man, had a small surgery, and I'm glad to know that she's feeling better. Heart is getting better, and she's on her way home. So, auntie, you know I love you a little bit of short self. I love you to death, girl. You know, I love you to death, so I'm glad that you're feeling better. I'm truly, truly glad. I thank God that you're on your way home and feeling better. So I see you this time. I'm in Somerville, out there in the country. I'm gonna come and holler at you. But past that, man, the first thing I want to get into, man, again, hope y'all week has been going good. If not, man, take a second to gather your thoughts, man, and going forward, let's try to make it the best we can going forward. And one of the things that I spoke about something last week, and I just want to speak about it a little bit more. Last week, man, I came in here and we spoke about the Bun B situation and him having his wife's back when a home invader tried to invade their home. And This week, they took a trip to New York and went up to the Breakfast Club for an interview. Bun B, his wife Queenie, and I think their lawyer was there too. Their lawyer. And man, y'all don't understand the strength that came from that interview from that black woman. It was truly amazing to hear the full story, to know exactly what she went through, man. Her thought process while she was going through it, because it's not easy to go through that and think clearly and pretty much have a plan set out for to protect not only her. Shoot, I can't even say she was trying to protect herself. She was just trying to protect her husband. And her thought process was just simply, man, if he kills me, Bun B gonna kill him. So, you know, man, that story, man, to hear their story the way I did from them, from Bun B, directly from Bun B and his wife, it was absolutely amazing, man. And it just had me thinking in my head that, had me thinking about relationships, man. It had me thinking about my own personal relationships that I've had in the past and my downfalls and things of that nature. I feel like, man, I don't feel like I'm a bad guy by no stretch of the imagination. I hadn't been the best. But one thing that like I said, man, from hearing their story, man, like, man, you don't understand, man. Like that resonated with me, man. Like, okay, I'm not I'm a thoughtful person. Like I try to be a thoughtful person when I'm in a relationship. I truly do. I listen. I try to remember what they say they like, and I try to do different things they say they like. But I'm not. But for me, everything don't mean a lot to me. And I can remember in the past, man, I've had women tell me that, man, just because it don't mean nothing to you, don't mean anything to me. Like I've been in, let me see, 2-3 serious, like. 3 long-term serious relationships. I think I've been in 3. Yeah, it's been 3. I say 3. And I've had other relationships along the way, but I've been in 3 serious relationships to where me and that other person was down for each other. So, and they've told me, like, I've heard things like, it ain't what you say, it's how you say it is. It's not about so when I say that some things don't matter to me, like my birthday don't really mean much to me. I rarely celebrate my birthday big, but I also understand that other people, especially women, they enjoy their birthdays. They truly enjoy it. Another thing that I've never celebrated was an anniversary, because in my head it's like, man, I'm gonna celebrate my anniversary whenever I get married. Like at this point we just girlfriend and boyfriend, so I never celebrated an anniversary. To be quite frank with you, I can't never say like, hey man, we made it official on May 13th. I can't even remember those days, and I feel like I fell short in those things just for the simple fact that they may not be important to me, man. But I understand that, I'm stupid just for the simple fact that I've always known this, but I've just been, once again, stupid. I've been ignorant to the fact that, hey, bro, it may not mean nothing to you, man, but it may be important to her, and y'all can celebrate this. This is another way for you to celebrate your woman. And that's what I got from that Bun B, just listening to him and his wife talk, is like, hey, man, you got to find different ways to celebrate your woman and let her know her value in your life, her purpose in your life, to let her know how you truly feel about her. And the fact that you don't celebrate little small things. Like I said, anniversary is not small. I'm not trying to minimalize it or anything like that. But when you celebrate an anniversary, man, that's celebrating your love for that person, to let them know that you're thinking about them, and let them know that there's a plan, and not just we just going on a whim. Like, we're not just just living day to day, man, we have some type of point, we have some type of purpose in being together. So that's a downfall that I've had, man. And like I said, man, like, and I've told y'all this before, man, I try to be honest with myself. Like, I know that I need to be more consistent. I know that I need to be more understanding. Like, I preach to myself about it to be more understanding. But then again, man, it's still a work in progress, because some things I'm not understanding about, and I tend to sometimes I could just think one way. I could be stubborn as shit. I'm a stubborn person. I'm an Aries. I'm stubborn as shit. And I've said to you, I think I said this last week, man, I don't always want to be right. It's not about me being right. I just always want a person to know where I stand. I don't care about being right, though. Like, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. It is what it is now. And I can be stubborn in that, too. I could be stubborn in me being wrong. I can still be like, so I'm wrong, and what? So what? Now what? I'm stubborn in that shit, too. So my stubbornness don't change whether I'm right or wrong. So I know it's stupid, but hey, that's just how I am. And I'm trying to change it. I'm trying to be more understanding about it. But, man, I just really want to get to a space to where I celebrate more. I celebrate my woman more. I appreciate more. I do the little things. Like I said, I can be mindful, but like, I know I've gotten a lot better than what I was. I can be, I'm a lot better than what I was. Let's say that. I would definitely say that. But I also know I got a long way to go to really, truly make the woman that I'm with, to just let her feel like, man, it ain't about another one. Like, I can say this honestly and truthfully, like, it's not about another woman. I'm not worried about it. If I'm with you, I'm with you. I'm 100 in with you, and I just keep it a buck. I'm 100 in with you, and I ain't going to be perfect, but it ain't going to be me not being perfect ain't going to be about another woman. It's just going to be my ignorant ass doing ignorant stuff. but they ain't got nothing to do with another woman. So, you know, man, I just want to get into a space where I show her appreciation, man, and understand, like, the thing that stuck out with what Bun B said, one of the things that he said in the interview, he was like, man, this is going to be, it's traumatic to her. Like, it's going to take some time for it. And I got to understand that some days it's just going to be bad. It's not personal to me. And, but I got to be understanding. And a lot of times, man, you got to be honest with yourself, man. Like, we go through things as men, man, and we don't tell our woman every little thing. So some things that we have to go through, and that woman is, and 9 times out of 10, that woman will be understanding to you. Like, what we have to do is give that same energy back to a woman. Like, man, it might be just some days, man, that she may have, and we have to be understanding in the fact that those bad days, man, be there to support her. Don't make it harder. Don't try to force anything. Just be there. Just let her know that you're there. And that's another way of celebrating. For me, that's another way of celebrating her and letting her just simply know that you're there. So, man, it's a small thing, man. I truly enjoyed that interview. And it just made me think about some things, man. And I'm going to continue to push myself to be better in the next situation that I get in, man, because sometimes, man, your words may fail you, your actions may fail you, but through growth, you can find a way to correct those things. And that's the point. That's the avenue that I'm on, man. My words may fail sometime. My actions definitely may fail sometime, but I'm trying to make sure that my words and my actions in line with each other. And whatever I say, my actions show that. And whatever my actions say, you can go back to my words and they'll be the same thing. So that's the road that I'm on. And like I said, they're starting to align up a lot better than they ever have before in my life. And I just want to continue on that particular road to make sure that I stay there and continue to grow into that, to grow into the man that I've always dreamt about being. So Man, there's just a couple thoughts, man, that I, man, like I said, man, it's just some thoughts that I had, man, coming off that interview from Bun B and his wife, man, and not much has happened this week, man. Ain't much going on in the world. Y'all know where all my attention is at, man. My attention is squarely on the NBA playoffs. It's all my attention. I can't even lie, man. I've spent the last week and a half glued to my, whether it be my phone, whether it be my laptop, the TV, I'm watching basketball. This is the, for me, this is the most exciting time of the year. People always, like, I know some people ask me, man, why you like NBA more than you like college? I'm like, man, it's the best players in the world being the best. How can I not enjoy that? These are the best players in the world fighting for one thing. And how can you not enjoy it? So for me, that's where a lot of my attention has been the last few weeks. But before I get into the playoffs a little bit, man, D'Angelo Russell just came out yesterday that he I don't know where he was going, man, but he got caught at LaGuardia Airport with some weed, and he stuck it in a Arizona can, soda can. I'm not sure why. D'Angelo Russell coming off the best year of his career, man, led the Brooklyn Nets. I almost said New Jersey, but he led the Brooklyn Nets to the NBA playoffs, which I think they hadn't been to the playoffs since like 2015 or something like that. By far his best year, was an all-star this year. But for the most part, man, I got to give him credit, man. He's been a model citizen in the NBA. So hopefully this won't affect him that much to where he loses anything, especially money, because he is a restricted free agent. So he coming up on a new contract. So hopefully that don't affect his money too much. But just be smarter. That's all I can say. There ain't nothing much I can say about that, man. Like, be smarter. You have to be smarter than that. And to go on with the NBA, man, the NBA playoffs, like I said, man, it's been fun. It's been absolutely crazy, man. But before we do that, I'm going to get right into it. But it just came through that the Suns hired Monty Williams as the new coach. Monty Williams, he was up for the Lakers job as well. And the Suns went ahead and made him the offer, and he accepted. And I don't think it's a bad spot for him. He got some young – got some core talent over there in Devin Booker. You got some young players in Aiden. Got a high draft pick. Should be a top three pick in the NBA draft. So hopefully it works out for him, man, because the Suns have been bad for a long time. My goodness, they've been bad for they've been bad for a long time. So right now, man, the playoffs are in, like, they are. Shoot, man, I don't even know what to say, man. I've been enjoying it so much that sometimes I just get lost with words, man. Like right now, man, we are in the semifinals of each one, man. And we're, like we do every week, we're gonna start out east. The Milwaukee Bucks and the Boston Celtics, man, they are tied 1-1. Boston blew out Milwaukee in the first game. Milwaukee came back in the second game and blew them out. Honestly, I don't know who's going to win this series. Both coaches are great. Both got an all-world talent in Giannis for the Bucks and Kyrie for the Celtics. I don't know. It's been an entertaining series thus far. They are forcing Giannis to shoot. And if he don't shoot, man, whenever he drives a little bit, they are clogging the lane and making him finish over two or three people every time he touches the ball. But they are much rather him shoot, and he's shooting them. He's shooting them more, and he even made a few, man. I think in game one he went 3-for-5. So, you know, I always say, man, just continue to shoot it, man. He ain't got to be a knockdown shooter, but it's good to keep the defense honest. So sometimes if you keep them honest, man, sometimes you can get into the lane without the lane being clogged up, and it benefits your game a little bit more. So the series has been good, man. Then we go to the next series, man, and probably one of the better series, going to be one of the better series of this playoffs is the Philadelphia 76ers and Toronto, the Raptors. Okay, so Toronto came out of one game one, and that series right now is 2-1 Philadelphia, and Philadelphia has won the last two games. And man, this series, Joel Embiid is a problem. My goodness, he a problem. To be that big, that agile, that athletic, and I think more than anything, man, he's a smart basketball player at that. Like, I think basketball IQ, man, is big. It's big for me. I judge players. Basketball IQ is high on my list when I get to judging basketball players. So I think he has a very, very high basketball IQ, and it's impressive. I can't lie, man. He has been absolutely impressive in this game. Jimmy Butler has stepped up big in this series. Toronto, to me, just, they got Kawhi, and of course he's a great player, man, but I just don't believe in Kyle Lowry. I can't. I'm sorry. I just don't believe him. Like, I never have, and the fact that they gave him that much money is hilarious to me, because you're not going to win with that guy. You're just not. It ain't no, shit, I can't even say it ain't no knock on him, but shit, you're just not going to win with him. He never shows up in his career. He's never showed up in the playoffs. I think he's a 5-time All-Star, and truth, honest to God, man, I don't know if he's ever been a top, to me. This is just to me, man. It's hard for me to ever put him in the top 10. I just don't believe it. I just don't. Yeah, he play hard, but just like I told y'all about Westbrook, fuck you playing hard, bro. You being productive while you out there. So I think Toronto is going to eventually lose this series, because I just think Philadelphia, just talent, man, just the talent between the two teams are, Philadelphia got more talent, and I think they got a good enough coach to where they'll pull off this series. And I think Kawhi's going to end up leaving, and y'all will be stuck with Kyle Lowry. That'll be y'all star in Toronto, Kyle Lowry. Y'all are paying him a handsome amount of money, so. To go from there, man, the Portland and Denver series tied 1-1. This series, I just speak for myself, man. It's been decent. It hadn't been the best. It hadn't been the worst either. So, yeah, this series hadn't been. It's not bad. It's basketball, man, and like I said, I personally enjoy it a lot. Dame has been decent. He didn't have the best game too, but they won, so that's all that matters. And to me, man, like, going into this Nets, like, y'all know who Nets, like, I'm not going to pick who wins none of the series. The only series that I think for sure who's going to win, I think Golden State is going to beat Rockets in five. And before I get into them, man, like, It hurt my heart last week, man, after game one of the Rockets versus Golden State series, to hear all the commentary about it. It hurt my heart just for the simple fact that we were not talking about basketball. All we talked about is analytics and referees and calls. And I'm like, when I'm sitting there listening, I'm like, the Rockets aren't going to talk about basketball. They want calls from the referee. They want that shit. But I'm like, bro, can y'all do something can you adjust your game and try to get a win? We're not going to talk about y'all gave up 18 offensive rebounds in the first game. We're not going to talk about that. Y'all going to talk about calls? Like, it's unbelievable. Like, it hurt my heart just for the simple fact, man. I was like, y'all not even talking about basketball. Oh, my God, call the game. It's the way it's supposed to be called. I'm like, bro, you're jackknifing your whole entire body to try to get a call. Like, you're jackknifing your, I'm sitting there watching the game, and I'm like, okay, so James Harden get the ball. You're going to drive. You're going to push me off to, you're going to push me off first. Then you're going to travel on the step back. clearly three steps every time he steps, almost 90% of the time when he steps back. You're going to travel on a step back. So as a defender, when I try to close out, close that gap to try to contest a shot, all you're going to do is jump right back forward to try to create a foul. So as a defender, what am I supposed to do? You're going to push off, travel on a step back, then jump back right back into me. And then when you jump back into me, you're going to kick your legs and move your arm forward so I can't hit you. And they didn't give you that shit. But Steve Javi last week, man, he said something. He said the perfect thing after game one. He was like everybody, the narrative is that there are different sets of rules in the playoffs and referees let more things go in the playoffs. And Steve Javi said it best. He said it to Paul Pierce and Kristen Ledlow, I think it was Kristen Ledlow that was on there. He was like, it's not that we call the game different. He said, Paul, y'all play differently in the playoffs. He said, y'all contest every jump shot. Y'all come off every screen hard. Y'all play differently. He said, so is we don't call the game differently, but do you want me to sit here and call every call? It'll be a 5-hour game. So that was the when he said it, I was like, that makes perfect sense. It's not that they call the game differently, bro. It's just y'all players play harder. That's why I said earlier, like, this is why it's my favorite time of the year. It's like, bro, these are the best players in the world playing with one thing in mind. And everybody has a shot. This is the best basketball that you can watch. So after game one, I'm sitting there like, the Rockets don't even care about trying to change anything. They just like, nah, we're gonna keep doing what we're doing. That's why it's so funny to me to hear people and sports broadcasters, former players and players of the day, man, to say that Mike D'Antoni is such a great offensive coach. And I'm like, is he really? All he really do is put the ball in his best ball hand on her hand and say, here. His offense is basic as shit. It's a fucking pick and roll every time. That's it. We're going to spread the court. We're going to give you some shooters. We're going to give you a big man that can finish at the rim. That's it. If you look at the Rockets team of today and the Phoenix Sun teams when Mike D'Antoni coached, they're the same team. A point guard that can dribble and pass. Only thing different is that James Harden can score a little bit too, and I'm going to get into that later on too. He can score a little bit too, but we're going to get somebody. But he's a natural passer. I got to give James Harden credit. He has a great feel for the game, and he's a great passer. But it's just a pick and roll, and everybody else standing in the corner. You don't see no back screen, down screen, flare screens, and cross screens in Mike D'Antoni's system. Have you ever seen him switch it up at all? Because he can't, and he don't. He plays one way, and that's so groundbreaking. It's basic. Now, is it hard to stop? Yeah, it's hard to stop just for the simple fact that you got shooters all around you. But we making it seem like this man going to his playbook and like drawing up something that nobody else can draw up. He not. He definitely not. So when I'm looking at this series, I said, that's the reason I think that they cannot win this series, because you don't switch up. One thing I know about a lot of players and about a lot of teams in this league, they can switch it up a little bit. Golden State, they can beat you from the three. They can slow it down and run half-court offense. They can beat you running. They can beat you in multiple ways. The Rockets got one way to win. James Harden has to have a tremendous game. He got to score big. He got to assist big. He has to have a tremendous – that's the only way they can win. And miss me where Golden State can win because they got Kevin Durant and they got Steph and they got this. Yeah. Like, I don't understand why y'all try to make it seem like y'all don't want to play with the best players when you go to the gym. And let's be clear about something. Whoever your favorite player is in history didn't win it by himself. Let's be clear about it. He did not win by himself. I don't care who your favorite player is. Jordan, Magic, Kareem, LeBron, anybody. So don't try to take credit away from KD because he's playing with some good players. I like to play basketball and I want the game to be easy when I play. That don't mean that I'm less competitive. That just means, bro, like, what's the point of trying to make this shit? What? Okay, so let's say with Kevin Durant, if he was playing on a team that he had to struggle for every bucket, does that make him a better player? No, it makes him a loser because he's not going to win. And ultimately, this game is about winning. We play to win the game. I don't understand when we got away from winning the game. Like, come on, man. So when I think about this series, it hurt me just for the simple fact that the Rockets didn't talk about basketball. All they talk about was these nerds. They're trying to reduce the whole entire series, and they're trying to reduce the game of basketball down to a spreadsheet. And let's be clear, you're not going to win. Them dudes on this, on them computers breaking down this analytics shit, they don't know shit about basketball. They're looking at numbers. And numbers don't win a basketball game. On the floor wins a basketball game. So this series right now, man, the Golden State and Houston series right now is 2-0. And like I said, I think Golden State is going to win this series in five. This is just me personally. I don't think it's going to be competitive, but the Rockets are, like I said, to me, man, they just don't got it. They don't, and I think that they spend so much time looking at spreadsheets instead of in a room trying to figure out what we can do to be better. Like, it kills me the fact that Chris Paul is known as such a great competitor that he'll be sitting in a room with Mike D'Antoni or whoever he in the room with, and they get to talking about analytics, and he don't go to hell off like, bro, why are we talking about this? What are we going to do on the court? Because we're talking about analytics. Analytics don't, hey, bro, y'all talking about analytics. What are we going to do on the fucking court to stop these guys or to give ourselves a better chance to win? Like, I will be losing my mind in one of those meetings because I'm like, bro, this ain't going to help me win this basketball game or this series. Because they ain't worried about no analytics. They out there, Kevin Durant out there getting to his spot and pulling up. The analytics going to show you how to stop that? Or we're going to try to switch the defense up to try to slow them down a little bit? Like, it's crazy to me. So I just wanted to get back to basketball. I wanted to be about the game and about what you do on the floor, how you do it, and the different ways that you do it. So, man, it hurt me, man. But anywho, man, even without that, man, it's still been a good series. James Harden poked in the eye, and his game two wasn't the best, but he still ended. I think he ended with 29. After his eye injury, he got hurt in the first quarter. Draymond incidentally hit him in the eye, and but he said he practiced yesterday and he's gonna play game three. So, this basketball though. People were acting like this the first time someone has ever got poked in the eye in a basketball game. Oh, man, they did it on purpose. You got poked in the eye, bro. It'll be all right. Toughen up, my nigga. You're going to be just fine. You know what I'm saying? So, but like I said, man, this series is going to be, I think it's going to continue to be good. And like I said, y'all already know who I'm picking to win this series, man. I think that's everything for the playoffs. And again, man, I truly, truly appreciate you guys for listening. And giving me your ear, man, for however long I choose to ramble on about anything. Man, I got some things coming up, man. Be on the lookout for a few things that I got coming up. I'm excited about those things, man. So hopefully they come through in the next couple of days, man, so I can go ahead and get those things out to y'all. And we can start this new journey together. So, again, man, I appreciate you guys for giving me your ear. It's been fun, man. We're 17 episodes in, and it's only going to get better from here. I can promise you that it's only going to get better. We'll continue to work. We're going to continue to look for new things and new avenues to be better than we was last week. And like I said, man, any comments, questions, concerns, y'all know where to find me. Prisoner of War 10 on Instagram, on Twitter. My name is Desmond Boogie Yates on Facebook. Man, let me know what you think, man. Please, I'm asking you guys to go there and leave your comments and questions and whatever else you have to say. And again, man, like I say every week, you can fit in. Just be unusual when you do it. I'm out.